Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Sunyavadi Mahasachari Sutarine What follows is the Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati. Translations and introduction by Sriman Kushakrata Das. In the year 1512, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his tour of the holy places of South India. When the Lord arrived at Sri Rangakshetra, he decided to spend the 4 months of Chaturmasya there, the residence of many saintly Vaishnava devotees, all followers of Sripad Ramanujacharya. The Lord saw the beautiful form of the deity, Lord Ranganath, associated with the devotees, discussed the topics of Krishna with them, and instructed the truth of spiritual life to the people in general. At this time, the Lord stayed at the home of three brothers, Thirumalpabhata, Venkatabhata, and Gopal Guru. The son of Venkatabhata later became the famous Gopal Bhatta Goswami. The followers of Ramanujacharya are very devoted to the worship of Lakshmi Narayan. Lord Chaitanya explained the superiority of Lord Krishna's pastimes to his hosts, and their conversation on this point is recorded in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 9. At this time, Gopal Guru, who was later to become Prabodhananda Saraswati, became greatly devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Venkata's son, Gopal Bhatta, also became attached to the Lord. In his youth, Gopal Bhatta was instructed by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati. Prabodhananda Saraswati became a follower of Sri Chaitanya, and he is considered one of the great acharyas in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Actually, he is one of the great eternal associates of the Lord, as explained in Kavikarnapur's Gaura Ganadesh Deepika. When the Lord appeared in his original form as Sri Krishna, Prabodhananda Saraswati was one of the important gopis, Tunga Vidya. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati is also described as follows in Narahari Shakar's Bhakti Ratnakara. Prabodhananda Saraswati was full of all good qualities, and therefore he was known everywhere by the name Saraswati. He was greatly devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and continuously remembered him even while asleep. He was full of love for the devotees and was very renounced. His handsome form was pleasing to see, and he was a learned poet and philosopher. No one could compare with him in the arts of singing, dancing, and playing musical instruments. Everyone who heard his eloquent speech became delighted. These are the incomparable glories of Prabodhananda Saraswati. After Lord Chaitanya left South India and returned to Jagannath Puri in Orissa, Prabodhananda Saraswati continuously remembered the Lord within his heart, and eventually he left his home at Sri Rangakshetra and went to Vrindavan to remain in the forest of Kamyavan, where he was eventually joined by his nephew Gopal Bhatta. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami requested that he remain in the association of all the devotees of Vrindavan, and to please Kaviraj Goswami, Prabodhananda Saraswati did not leave. This is part one, Stuti Mukhe Vastu Nirdesh Rupa Mangala Chadanam, invoking auspiciousness at the beginning of the work and describing its contents. Stumastam Chaitanya Kutamati Vimaya Padama Patadayam Vayam Vachipati Kumaram Vasayatum Vishuddha Sopremon Madamadapiyu Shilahari Padapunchanibyo Bhadabhadanavan Vipapakatam. Let us glorify the boundlessly merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Prince of Brajabhumi, who has now appeared in his supreme abode of the town of Navadvip as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has appeared in order to taste the intoxicating sweet waves of the nectar of transcendental pure love for himself and to distribute that nectar to others. Dharma sprishtak satatapadama vishta evatya dharme drishtim prapto nakalusatam sishtishun kvapinosam yadatta shvi haridasa sudasvavamattak panityat uchagayat atabilatati stomitam kamcharisham. One who is untouched by any piety, who is completely absorbed in irreligion, who has never received the merciful glance of the devotees or been to any holy place sanctified by them, such a person will still ecstatically dance, loudly sing, and even roll about on the ground when he becomes intoxicated by tasting the nectarian beverage of the transcendental mellows of pure love of God given by Lord Chaitanya. Let me therefore glorify that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yannaktam karma nishta nacha samadhikatam yatta po dhyana yoga vairangyais tyaga tattva stutvidapana yatta kitam chapikaischit govinda prema bhajam apanakacharitam yad rahasyam swayam tat nam naiva prarurasi avatadati pare yatta tannomi gauram. The most elevated platform of pure love of God is a great mystery that cannot be understood by those attached to fruitive activities, austerities, meditation, mystic yoga performances, renunciation, attainment of knowledge, offering prayers to the Lord, or even by those who, although absorbed in devotional service to Lord Govinda in love of God, are not able to understand the pure love the gopis feel for Krishna. That mysterious pure love of God has now been revealed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Gaurasundara, who has appeared in this world and preached the glories of the chanting of his own holy names. Let me glorify that Lord Gaurasundara. Drishtak sprishtak kirtitak sansvitova durastarap yanatova dvitova vrednak sarang datamisho yeka sri chaitanyam nomi devam dayavam. Lord Chaitanya grants the nectar of pure love of God to those who see him, glorify him, or remember him, and even to those who simply offer respectful obeisances or worship him from a great distance. Let me glorify that merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kaivalyam nalakayate tudashapurakasya pushpayate dudantendya kala sarva patali prakatadam srayate visham pona sukayate vadimahindradishta kitayate yatkarunya kataksavad bhavatantam godame vastuma. If one attains Lord Gaurasundara's merciful sidelong glance, then the impersonal liberation of merging into the splendor of God becomes as palpable as going to hell. And the heavenly cities of the demigods appear as real as flowers imagined to be floating in the sky. The poisonous fangs of the untamable black snakes of the senses become broken. The whole world becomes full of joy, and Lord Brahma, Indra, and all the other demigods seem as insignificant as insects. Let us glorify that Lord Gaurasundara.
Madhyanta Padipi, yes, Chadanam Bhojas Savatkondala, Premananda Mayan Vita, Bodhada Sansa Vesupar Vedito, ब्रह्मादिश्च हसन्ति न तु बहुमन्यन्ते महावैष्णवान् दिक्पूर्वन्ति च ब्रह्मयोगविदुषस्तङ्गोरचन्द्रम् नुमा.
When Lord Gaurachandra's devotees, who are worshipped even by the demigods, drink the amazingly palatable, splendid nectar of the bliss of pure love of God that flows from the lotus flower of Lord Gaurachandra's feet, they become completely intoxicated. In that condition, they laugh at Lord Brahma and the other demigods, condemn the impersonalist yogis, and do not consider the great devotees of Lord Vishnu who do not worship Lord Gaurachandra very important. Let us glorify that Lord Gaurachandra.
Raksho daitukalam hutam hiyadidam yogadi vatma kriya margo vapakatitutak hiyadidam sristyadikam vakiyat medin yundadanadikam hiyadidam premondralaya maham bhakti vatma karim padam bhagavatas chetanya murtim stuma.
What great benefit did mankind attain when Lord Ramchandra, Lord Nrisimha, and many other incarnations of God killed so many Rakshasa and Daitya demons? How significant is it that Lord Kapila and other incarnations revealed the paths of the Sankhya and other yoga systems? How glorious is it that Lord Brahma and the other guna avatars create, maintain, and annihilate the material universes? How auspicious is it that Lord Varaha lifted the earth from the Garbhodak ocean? We do not consider any of these activities to be very important. The actually important thing is that Lord Chaitanya has revealed the path of the most exalted and splendid aspect of pure devotional service, conjugal love of God. Therefore, let us glorify that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Part 2. The Namaskar Rupa Mangala Charanam, auspicious introduction in the form of offering obeisances.
Namaste Tanni Chandraya Koti Chandrananatriji Premanandabdi Chandraya Charu Chandranshu Hasine Namaste Tanni Chandraya Koti Chandrananatriji Premanandabdi Chandraya Charuchandranshu Hasine.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Chandra, whose face is as splendid as millions of moons, and whose smile is as charming as moonlight. He is like a moon that has just arisen from the ocean of the bliss of pure love of God.
Yasyaiva param bhujabhakti lavyak prema vidanak paramak pumahato tasmai jagam mangala mangalaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste.
O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, by devotedly serving your lotus feet, one may attain pure love of God, the ultimate goal of all endeavors. O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, O most auspicious of all auspicious things in this world, I repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Uchara sthalayantam kadachadamaho he madanda prakando bahu krodhichya sathanda patadamatadum bundari kahitaksham vishwasya mangalagham kimipi hari hari chunmadananda nadaya vande tam deva chuda manamata vadasa vishva chaitanya chandram.
Immersed in the incomparable confidential love born by Srimati Radharani for Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Chandra danced very enthusiastically, raising his two arms which appeared like two golden rods. His hands and feet quickly moved here and there, and his beautiful body trembled. Intoxicated by transcendental bliss, he called out, Hari Hari, vanquishing all inauspiciousness within the universe. I offer my respectful obeisances to that Lord whose eyes are as beautiful as lotus petals, and who is the crest jewel of all incarnations of God.
Ah, ఆనందలీలామయ విగ్రహాయ హేమంబ దివ్యాచ విసుందరాయ తస్మై మహాప్రేమరస ప్రదాయ చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే. ఆనందలీలామయ విగ్రహాయ హేమంబ దివ్యాచ విసుందరాయ తస్మై మహాప్రేమరస ప్రదాయ చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే.
Lord Chaitanya Chandra, the personification of transcendental blissful pastimes, appears very beautiful. His transcendental splendid luster like that of gold. He grants pure love of God in the exalted conjugal mellow which had never been given before. Again and again I offer my respectful obeisances to that Lord Chaitanya Chandra.
గోపాహరశ్రూణ నవజదకోతీవ దిశోదామం ప్రేమాన్యాం పద్మపదకోటీపహసనం రమంతరం మాధుర్యా అమృతనదికోటీరివతనూచితాభీష్టం వందే హరమః సన్యాసకపతం.
Lord Gaurahari's eyes appear like millions of rain clouds showering torrents of tears, and the sweetness and luster of his transcendental form shower millions of oceans of nectar. Enriched with the great treasure of pure love of God, Lord Gaurahari laughs at the insignificant opulence of millions of spiritual Vaikuntha planets. I offer my respectful obeisances to that Lord Gaurachandra, who accepted the renounced order of sannyas to fulfill two purposes. First, as a trick to bless the ordinary conditioned souls who would automatically offer respects to him and thus attain great transcendental benefit. And second, to display his amazing pastimes within this world. Part 3. Ashirvada Rupa Mangalacharanam, auspicious introduction in the form of benedictory words.
Singhaskandam madhuramadhurasmeragandhastalandam duvingeyo jadarasmayascha yananavakaram bibhratkanti vikachakanakambojagarbhabhiramam ekibhutam vabhavabhatu vo radhayamadhavasyo.
Lord Gaurasundara's broad shoulders are like a lion's, and the charming smile on the corner of his cheeks is the sweetest of all sweet things. He is absorbed in the unfathomable, ecstatic love the gopis felt in separation from Krishna. And thus, his body sometimes undergoes very amazing transformations. Srimati Radharani and Lord Madhava have combined together in Lord Gaurasundara's body, which is as splendid and beautiful as the whorl of a golden lotus flower. May that Lord Gaurasundara protect you.
Drishtva mandati nutanam vadachayam samvikshibaham bhaveratyantam vikalova lokavalitam gunjavalim vepate drishte shyamakishorake pichakitam datte chamatkaritam ittam godatanu pracharitam japrema hari patuva.
When Lord Gauranga saw an assemblage of new rain clouds, he was reminded of Lord Krishna, and he became just like a madman with love for him. When Lord Gauranga saw a peacock feather, he became greatly agitated, and when he saw a bracelet of small conch shells, he trembled. Seeing a dark-complexioned boy, and surmising that the boy was Krishna, Lord Gauranga was astonished and afraid. In this way, Lord Gauranga, who is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, preached the glories of pure and ecstatic love for himself. May that Lord Hari, who has assumed a golden form, protect you.
Kripa Sindhu Sandhya Gunaruchi Vichitram Vadadado Jalakpurna Premam Vitamaya Mahajota Damalam Shachi Garm Bhakshi Ram Budhi Bhava Udaram Radakala Kalana Tashiman Udiyat Tavaswanta Nabasi. The shining full moon of Lord Chaitanya was born from the milk ocean of Srimati Shachi Devi's womb. That moon is learned in the 64 astonishing transcendental arts, and it appears very splendid, dressed in glorious saffron garments the color of the rising sun. That pure and beautiful moon is full of the nectar of pure love of God, and possesses the luster of the Sattvika Bhava ecstatic symptoms. It appears like a great ocean of mercy. That moon is the combination of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of innumerable incarnations, and the supremely beautiful Srimati Radharani. May that moon of Lord Chaitanya arise within the sky of your hearts. Bhagnan prema varapakam vatakaro ghandim kati dorakai sankyatum nijaloka mangala hari krishna iti nam nam japon Ashusnatu mukhasame vihijagannatam didrikshugata yata godata nuvalochana mudam thandam hari patuva. When Lord Chaitanya was overwhelmed with intense pure love of God, his hand would tremble as he touched the knotted string about his waist to count his recitations of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this way he chanted his own holy names, which grant auspiciousness to the entire universe. He was so eager to see his form of Lord Jagannath that his face became bathed in tears as he hurriedly moved about, coming and going. May that Supreme Lord Hari, in the form of Lord Gauranga, a vision of whom delights the eyes, protect you.
Andadvanta chayam samasta jagatam hunmulayanti hitah premananda dasam buddhinadavadhi prodilayanti bala Vishnu shitalayanti tivakalam tapatrihe nanasham yusmakam vidhye chakacha satatam chetam yucham vachata.
The moonlight of Lord Chaitanya Chandra's luster violently uproots the darkness of ignorance in the hearts of all the living beings in the universe. That moonlight causes the ocean of the nectar of pure love of God to continuously expand and overflow its shores. Sprinkling the nectar of pure love of God, that moonlight greatly cools this universe, which is devastated by the burning threefold miseries of material existence. May that moonlight of Lord Chaitanya Chandra constantly shine within your hearts. Part 4. The Sri Chaitanya Bhakta Mahima, Glorification of Lord Chaitanya's Devotees.
Brantam yattu munishraya vipara yasmin shama mandale kasyapi parivesanaya vadishana yadvirano vashuko yannak vapi kripamahina chanije pyudgapitam saurina tasmin udhala bhakti vartmani sukham kelanti gorapriya.
The greatest saints became bewildered when they tried to understand the most exalted aspect of devotional service, conjugal love of God. In this world, this most intimate aspect of spiritual life cannot be understood by anyone merely by exercising his intelligence. Indeed, even Shukadeva Goswami could not fully understand it, and Lord Krishna himself was unwilling to reveal it to his own devotees. But this splendid path of Madhurya Rasa is the place where the dear, intimate devotees of Lord Chaitanya happily perform their pastimes.
Dhavandram makatava mukti padavi dhavanna tikti pave thavaccha vivashinkalatta mayate no loka vedastiti Dhavachasya vidanmitakkalakalo nana bahirvatmasu Sri Chaitanya padambu japriya jano yavanna dringochara.
T talks about the impersonal Brahman and the path of liberation will not become bitter, nor will the shackles of blind adherence to social and Vedic conventions loosen. As long as within the range of one's eyes there is no devotee who is like a bumblebee addicted to drinking the nectar of the lotus flower of Lord Chaitanya's feet. As long as such a devotee is not seen, the Vedic scholars will travel on the paths of various external and unimportant topics and continue their bewildering and useless debates. Where are the great humility, beauty, spiritual strength, devotion, and renunciation of this world's hellish sense gratification that can compare with those of Lord Gauranga's devotees? Sakannayana gochari kachata dashrada rakula papulla kamalikshina paniyakata dashimuka Nagoda chadanam jaha satikadapi lokottara spuran madhuri manavam navanavana ragunada. Lord Gaurasundar is agitated by intense feelings of love and separation from Lord Krishna, and thus the eyes of his beautiful face appear like petals of a blooming lotus that are overflooded with tears. One who sees this feature of Lord Chaitanya becomes maddened by newer and newer feelings of ecstatic love and never renounces the service of the Lord's lotus feet, which are an ocean of extraordinary transcendental sweetness. Acharya dharmam paricharya vishnum vicharya tirtan vicharya vihiram vinana gora piyapada sevam Vedadi Dushprapipadam Vedanti. One may perform the duties of the Varnashram system, nicely worship Lord Vishnu, visit many places of pilgrimage, and study the Vedas. But if he neglects to serve the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya's dear devotees, he cannot understand the confidential holy abode of Vrindavan, the place where Sri Sri Radha and Govinda perform their pastimes, which the Vedas do not reveal.
Aparavaranchi amitamaya pato dimadikam vimatya vatam syat kimipadam salamatodam tatapi si goda kriti madana gopala tadana chitas pishtananta bahadipakatam eva khatutam.
By churning the great ocean of nectar from shore to shore, one may attain something that he considers the inexpressible, supreme, incomparable essence of all nectar. But still, that nectar will taste very bitter to those who have come in contact with the splendid effulgence emanating from the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, who is actually Lord Krishna, the Cupid-like cowherd boy, and who has assumed a golden form to taste the ecstatic love for Krishna felt by Srimati Radharani.
Achuna the Pichanichita Sahajasomya Mundakuti Sudha Mother the Mashita Vishya Gunda Tut Tutkuti Ahadi Punya Vidinvala Kimapidina Nalambata Mavandikila Sadhuna Jagati Gora Bhajamani.
The devotees of Lord Chaitanya are so humble that they consider themselves lower than the blade of grass, and they are naturally friendly and affectionate to others. Their forms are pleasing to see, their words are as sweet as nectar, and they spit at the insignificant sense gratification of this world. Their minds agitated with sentiments of pure, deep love for Lord Hari, are not at all concerned about external events. These are the transcendental qualities of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya.
Vasatamba Guruvaya Koti, Diyatamba Shuti Shastra Koti, Chaitanya Karunyakataksha Bhajam Sadhyak Param Syajidahasya Labho.
Even one who takes shelter of millions of exalted spiritual masters and studies millions of Vedic scriptures still cannot attain the confidential pure love of Krishna immediately attained by those who have been blessed by the merciful sidelong glance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Astang Vairagya Koti Bhavati Shamada Makshandi Maitradi Koti Satvanu Jnana Koti Bhavatu Bhavatu Va Vaishnavi Bhakti Koti Kotiyam Shopyasya Nasya Tadapi Gunagano Yakswatak Sibna Asti Srimad Chaitanya Chandra Piya Chadanana Kanjota Ramonha Bhajam.
Let renunciation be multiplied a million times, and let millions of good qualities born from faith in God, such as tolerance, sense control, peacefulness, and friendliness, be present a million times. Let there be millions of impersonal meditations on the statement Tat Tomasi found in the Upanishads. And let there even be devotion for Lord Vishnu amplified a million times. Still, all these good qualities taken together do not even equal a millionth of the multitude of perfect transcendental qualities possessed by those who delight in the splendid effulgence emanating from the toenails of the dear devotees of the all-powerful, all-opulent, moon-like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Kechit sagada bundara natiparakramanti nityanti vai kechit dheva padandara dasu maha chepanche panto muhu Anando batajala vinvalata yati vaita chandradaya keke no data vanda idishipanas chaitanya nityotsave.
In the dancing festival inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees have become greatly agitated by the sprinkling nectar of transcendental bliss. Murari Gupta and others are dancing so enthusiastically that they appear to be leaping over the seas and mountains. Srivas and others revile Lord Indra and the other demigods again and again. And even distinguished scholars like Advaita Acharya are dancing in ecstasy. Who could possibly avoid being caught up in this exuberant dancing festival of Lord Chaitanya?
Bhuto va bhavatapi va bhavati va kasyapi yakopi va sambandho bhagavat padam vajadase nasmin jagan mandali Tatsavam nija bhakti rupa padamaishrahin vikridito ghorasyasya pipava jimmatataya jamandi nirmatsara.
This supreme nectarian mellow of the highest stage of devotional service to the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Krishna has not in the past touched this universe, and except for where Lord Chaitanya's influence extends, it is not in the present and will not in the future touch this universe. By the mercy of Lord Gaurasundar, who performed pastimes displaying the supreme opulence of devotional service to Lord Krishna, who is Lord Chaitanya himself, the non-envious devotees can taste that sweet, unprecedented nectar.
Mahapurushamaninam sudhamanisharanam nijam padam jamajanatam kimapi gavanirvasanam ahonayana gochadam digamachakrachudachayam sati satamachikadat kahiyabhuri bhajodaya.
Lord Chaitanya, the transcendental son of Srimati Shachi Devi, is searched after by the Upanishads, the quest jewels of all the Vedic scriptures. And he crushes the limitless pride of the arrogant kings of the sages and demigods, who think they are great although they remain ignorant of the Lord's lotus feet. Who in this world is as fortunate as he who has personally seen Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sarvasadhanahino pi paramaisarya vaibhavi gaurangi nyastabhavo hya sarvatha punahi vaso.
Even if a person has not followed the regulative practices of devotional life, by continuously remembering Lord Gauranga, who is full of wonderful transcendental opulences, he will certainly attain the supreme goal of life, pure love for Krishna. Part 5. The Sri Chaitanya Bhakta Ninda, criticism of those who are not devotees of Lord Chaitanya.
Aptigannam mahapunyam ananya sharanam hari anupasata chaitanyam adanyam manyate mati.
If a person has accumulated countless pious credits and completely taken shelter of Lord Hari, but has not worshipped Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I consider him a poor and unfortunate person devoid of Krishna Prema, the supreme goal of life.
Kriya saktan dig dig vikata tapaso dig chayamina digastu brahmaham vadamapadipullan jatamateen gametan shuchamo vishyavasamatan vapashun nakeshan chillesho pihahamalito gonamadunak.
To hell with the smarter Brahmins who blindly follow the Vedic rituals. To hell with those who practice unnecessary, harsh penances. To hell with those who try to control the mind and senses by following the regimen of the Eightfold Yoga System. To hell with those who imagine they are liberated simply by saying Aham Brahmasmi, and whose voices blossom forth with many words of useless mental speculations. Why do we condemn these animals in the guise of men who are intoxicated by the taste of things other than Krishna? Because, alas, alas, they have not relished even a tiny drop of the honey available at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Pasha nakpadishichitomitadasaya naivankura sambhavit langulam saradampate vivinataksyarasya naivarjavam Ahasta bunyata buddha katamahondhayam vidhor mandalam sarvam sadhana mustu go dakavanam havinam havotsavo.
O learned readers, even if a stone is continuously sprinkled with nectar, it will not sprout a single blade of grass. Even if a dog's tail is stretched out, it will never actually become straight. A man may stretch his arms as much as he likes, but he will never grasp the moon. In the same way, a person may follow all the regulations of devotional service, but he will never attain the blissfully festive state of pure love of God without the mercy of Lord Gaurachandra.
Avatirne Gaurachandre Vistirne Prema Sagare Suprakashita Ratnange Yodino Dine Vasa. Avatirne Gaurachandre Vistirne Prema Sagare Suprakashita Ratnange Yodino Dine Vasa.
The golden moon of Lord Gaurachandra has now arisen over the horizon of the broad ocean of love of God and illumined the multitude of jewels that are the activities of pure devotional service. Wretched souls who will not collect those jewels are certainly poverty-stricken.
Avatirne Gaurachandre Vistirne Prema Sagare Yena Manjanti Manjanti Te Mahanakta Sagare. Avatirne Gaurachandre Vistirne Prema Sagare Yena Manjanti Manjanti Te Mahanakta Sagare.
The golden moon of Lord Gaurachandra has now risen over the horizon of the broad ocean of love of God. Those who will not bathe in that ocean must find themselves bathing in the useless, unwanted ocean of material activities. प्रसादित महाप्रेम पीयूष रस सागरे चैतन्य चंद्रे प्रकटे यो दीनो दीन एव स प्रसादित महाप्रेम पीयूष रस सागरे चैतन्य चंद्रे प्रकटे यो दीनो दीन एव स.
The rising golden moon of Lord Chaitanya has greatly expanded the ocean of the nectar of ecstatic pure love of God. A rascal who refuses to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet remains poor and wretched despite this wonderful inundation.
Achaitanyamidam vishram yadi chaitanyamishram navadu sarva shastra yapi bhramyanti tejana. Achaitanyamidam vishram yadi chaitanyamishram navadu sarva shastra yapi bhramyanti tejana.
Those who do not accept Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead must wander throughout this universe composed of inert, lifeless matter. Even if they are scholars learned in all the Vedic scriptures, they must wander in this way from the highest to the lowest planets, impelled by their pious and impious deeds.
Svadam, svadam, madhurimabodam, sviyanama valina. Madam, madam, himabhivashi bhuta vishrasta gatra. Varam, varam, prachipati gunan gaya gaya iti jalpan goro drishtak sakadapinayaya durgatate shubhakti.
Again and again, Lord Gaurasundara relished the intense sweetness of chanting his own holy names in the form of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Thus he became increasingly maddened with ecstatic love, and in that ecstatic anxiety he lost all control and repeatedly stumbled as he walked. Again and again he implored those around him, "Please glorify the transcendental qualities of Krishna, the Lord of Raja. Please chant his glories." Those who have not, at least for a moment, seen Lord Gaurasundara find it very difficult to attain pure devotional service.
Vina bijam kinnam kur jananamandho panakatam papasyeno pangur girishakadamaru hatikatam yadi shri chaitanye hadidasamayascha yadabave pibhoktan nam bhavi katam vipada prema rabasa.
Is it not impossible for a blade of grass to shoot up without one first planting a seed? Is it not impossible for a blind man to see and a lame man to climb the summit of Mount Sumeru? Then how is it possible for those with no devotion for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is full of the amazing opulences of the mellows of pure love for Lord Hari, to attain the transcendental bliss of pure love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Alaukikya premon madadasadalasar panatayaye nayakshi govinnan uchidachiveshveshukatishu mahasjaya premo savamapi hatandhataniniyan matiyugore sakshat badahiya samudho nabapashu.
Lord Gaurasundara is freely distributing the extraordinary joyful festival of the sentiments and pastimes of pure love of God, which only the intimate friends and associates of Lord Govinda experience. Only a great fool who is actually an animal in the guise of a human being will not fix his mind on that Lord Gaurasundara.
Asankhya Shrutyalo Bhagavadavatara Nagatita Bhavam Katsambha Vayuta Padamashadita Vato Gamanyat Svaprishti Kati Kati Satana Pyanubhava Satapi Shivori Hari Hari Namudha Hari Diyo. Of the countless incarnations of God described in the four Vedas and other scriptures, Lord Gaurasundara possesses the greatest transcendental opulence. Who but the Supreme Lord Himself can describe Lord Gaurasundara's opulence? Although His intimate devotees have often experienced that their beloved Lord is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, alas, alas, the fools will not accept this fact. Sakshan mokshadikartan vipadi vikritadvi stuchitam darshiyantam premanandam pasuti sakalatanubhitam yasya lila kataksha naso vedeshu gudho chakati yadipa vedishro gorachandra tatnvapto nishvadam shiva shiva ghani vishnumahe namaste. That ecstatic pure love of God manifested from Lord Gaurasundara's playful sidelong glance reveals the worthlessness and insignificance of liberation, religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification, the four goals of life for conditioned souls trapped in material bodies. Those who proclaim that because Lord Gaurasundara is only indirectly described in the Vedic scriptures, he cannot possibly be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are atheists. O illusionary potency of Lord Vishnu, it is very difficult to understand how you act to bewilder them and others. O illusionary potency, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.